रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 75 रामचंद्र एंड परशुराम। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। रामा thou son of Dasharatha, Rama, the voice of fame speaks in no measured tones of thy marvelous might. Thy breaking of the bow of Mahadeva at Janaka's hall, I know it all. That was a wonderful feat, and one would hardly think thee capable of it. Close on the heels of the report, I hastened hither with this bow. String thou this weapon of my honored sire, no light task for thy boyish hands, and fit the shaft to it. Then shalt thou convince me of thy boasted might, and then shall I be pleased to offer thee the coveted honor of battle with me, for thy valor would then entitle thee to be so distinguished. At which words of terrible import, the aged king turned towards him of the axe, a face blanched with terror, and pitiable with grief, and hands of humble entreaty, and said, O Brahmana, thou and of cloudless fame, thou hadst long ere this laid aside thy relentless vengeance against the race of kings. With raised hands I implore thee to harm not my innocent ones. Of the race of Bhrigu thou comest, men renowned for saintly wisdom and chaste vows. Thy word thou passed unto the Lord of the Celestials, and laid aside thy weapon of wrath. Thou betookest thyself to the paths of peace and righteousness, made over the earth that was thine by conquest unto Kashyapa, and sought the quiet solitudes of Mahendra. And lo, here hast thou come to ascend us all along the path of destruction. For doubt not that we will outlive Rama, our life and soul, if any harm should light on his fair head. But Parashurama seemed to ignore him and his words, and address himself again to Rama. Of yore, Vishwakarma, the architect of the gods, fashioned two bows, strong, firm, and of celestial might, famed through all the worlds. One of them the gods gave to Shiva when he marched forth to destroy the fierce asuras of the three cities, that is the Tripura asuras, and that was the one you happened to break. The other that I have here was given to Lord Vishnu, equal in strength to the one handled by Rudra, and no easy thing to essay. Lo, how it blazes forth in his divine luster. Well, the gods sought out Brahma and questioned him about the respective mights of the lords Vishnu and Mahadeva. The self-born one read into their hearts and set the one against the other. Great was the fight that ensued between the two, and frightful to behold, for each strove his best to get the better of the other. Then Vishnu sent forth a mighty shout. Hum! He cried, and the terrible bow of Mahadeva gave way, and he himself was stupefied thereby. Then angels and gods, saints and sages, approached and implored them to lay aside their wrath. When they beheld the bow of Shiva break before the might of Vishnu, the shadow of doubt that lurked in the hearts of the gods vanished, and Vishnu stood the mightier of the two. Having paid high reverence unto him, they took respectful leave of Rudra and left for their respective regions, and Brahma and Indra along with them. The Lord Mahadeva, his heart still sore with the sense of defeat, gave his bow and shafts to King Devaratha of the Videhas, while Vishnu handed over his mighty bow and arrows unto Richika of the line of Bhrigu. My sire Jamadagni of unrivaled prowess got it from him. Later on, he engaged himself in severe austerities, and unspeakable was the might that accrued to him thereby, and he laid aside his weapons of war, useless to him and never to be resumed. But King Arjuna, Kartavir Arjun, base of heart, slew in cold blood the unoffending sage. The cruel death of my innocent sire burned into my heart like molten lead, and cried out for vengeance, dire and swift. And I laid my axe at the root of the race of kings, time out of count as fast as they grew. I wiped them off the face of the earth, which I subdued by the might of my arms. And at a grand sacrifice, I offered it as a gift to the great Kashyapa, the Holy One. Thereafter, I repaired to Mount Mahendra and engaged myself in severe austerities. There do I yet remain in that happy resort of God and angels. But today I happen to hear the gods speak to one another in the high heavens of thy wonderful feat in tones of admiration and awe. They said that thou, out of thy marvelous energy, broke asunder the divine bow of Lord Shiva, and all at once I hastened thither to assure myself of the truth of the report. Take thou this bow used of yore by the Lord Vishnu. Walk in the path of thy forefathers of stainless fame. Fit thou the shaft of fiery energy unto the string. Well, if thou but succeed in doing that, I shall then be glad to offer thee a chance to measure thyself with me. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.